Verulam Sports.
Welcome to Verulam Sports Podcasting with your host, Tony Rice. Now, over the years, it has been an honour and a privilege of mine to work with, represent organisations who here in St Albans and throughout Hertfordshire are embracing the power of sport to benefit individuals and, much larger, our wider communities. For these guys, that is literally what they live and breathe. And when I say these guys, I got to tell you, it's an honour now to be joined by the chairman of the 948 Foundation, Sandy Bell. Sandy, welcome to Verulam Sports. How are you?
Hello, Tony. Yeah, very well indeed, thank you. And it's great to be here, and thanks for that fantastic build-up.
Listen, it's what I do and it's what I love because, like I say, I'm a massive advocate that sport enriches, enhances individuals' lives, but then that ripples throughout the whole of our society. Many people may not have encountered the 948 Foundation and know you guys have raised in excess of £340,000 for sports and individuals within sports since 2001. So very, very proactive. But just in case that individual listening hasn't encountered you, give me an idea of what you are all about, Sandy.
Okay, thanks, Tony. Right, so the 948 Sports Foundation was incorporated in 2001, and we were very lucky to receive a gift, effectively, from the old boys of St Albans School. Now, many of your listeners will remember the old sports ground at Beach Bottom,
sure,
Old Harpenden Road at St Albans, and that was sold in the late 90s for development, and with the money, the new ground at Woolhams was built, and at the end of that, there was some money left over that would have been charged to taxation. Mm-hmm. So someone had the bright idea of giving that money to a charity, mm-hmm, and so the 948 Sports Foundation was formed to receive this generous gift of £500,000, effectively from the old boys of St Albans School. So that's how we started, and since then we have invested the money, generated income, and given away much of that income to sporting causes in the St Albans and district area. And I'm happy to say that we started with 500,000, and we've actually got more than 500,000 left in the pot. So
what is your secret? I think you guys should be running the country. Most organizations go the other way. It's like we had a pot of money, now it's no there, we need more help. I love that. But I also love the ethos here. It's such a powerful ethos. And I know personally, I've been lucky to interview several beneficiaries of your great funds. A future Olympian in my head, in Hiasa Vickery, who got some great things needed for her shooting work. And also at the other end of the spectrum, I've been really honoured to work closely with Kickoff at Three, who do phenomenal things, uniting communities through sports, art, etc., etc. So at one end, you've got a not-for-profit organisation. At the other end, maybe an individual future Olympian. But it is literally everybody in between those two poles, isn't it?
It's a very broad spectrum, and I think we tend to look at it as we encourage excellence, and we also encourage participation. Now you're talking about Raisa Vickery, and we've got a number of others. I mean, over the years we've given away 450 grants, and one day hopefully we will see someone stepping on the podium at something like the Olympic Games. And wouldn't that be fantastic if we had given them a tiny bit of money
Absolutely.
At the beginning of their journey to help them on their way? But so that's on the excellence side of things. But we get equal pleasure and reward from helping other organisations like Kickoff at Three, and there are a number of schools and other projects where we have given money to help people who don't have a lot participate in sport, because as you say, we all know the great power of sport.
And this is true. And this, I mean, the Olympics is going on, and I think any lover of sport is kind of loving life right about now accordingly. But these elite athletes, once upon a time, were just kids with a dream, weren't they? And if people weren't able to equip them with that opportunity to engage in what became their lifelong passion, then they would cease to be this beautiful entity of the Olympics. It is, I love it, the up and down interrelationship between grassroots feeding the elite who inspire the grassroots. That kind of cyclical relationship I find so fascinating about life and sport.
Very, very much. I mean, we've all been watching the interviews with Tom Dean, the swimmer from Maidenhead, and his big family and his mum, and they will have started going to the pool at 5 a.m. or whatever they do many years ago. And we are hoping possibly, you know, we might have one of those athletes amongst us right now. I mean, we can't predict that, but all these great stars, they all started somewhere. And hopefully we will be able to help someone attend an event, because we tend to give money for kit and for travel and for competition entry.
That's
where the money goes, because that's a big cost. If you're a family attending, you know, who have aspirations of great things, it costs an awful lot, because your whole life is tends to be dominated. The family life is dominated by going up and down the country, and that costs. And so we are just helping a little bit with that cost, just to ease the pain of that. So that's typically where we can help.
And here, Sir Vickery, once again, I think is a prime illustration of that. I'm sure Father Jim, wonderful fellow, won't mind me utilising her as a sort of anchor here, because she's competed in, you know, in Brazil. She's competed across America, literally all over the globe. And as you rightly say, Sandy, these things don't come for free. So it's family's love of that passion of Hiasa, but it applies to so many. And without that, you can have the greatest talent in the world, but if you don't have the opportunity to keep competing and keep pushing, then you will stagnate. It's just a fact. So that is so critical. I'm delighted that you explained that so well. Thank you, Sandy.
Pleasure.
Just moving beyond, though, again, he has a superstar, no doubt about it. But what I love about this is that it is something that could be applicable to anybody. You're not really looking to succeed here, guys, if you're looking at a fund of, like, I need £2 million for this and that. I think you're probably better looking at other funds, not the 948 Foundation. But if it's kind of a reasonable sum, somewhere between, let's say, a couple of hundred, right up to, I've known you guys support to maybe that £1,500, say, and you need that for your sporting world, then the 948 Foundation is going to be worth considering. Just give me a steer of kind of how you have to be, I guess, realistic in the applications that people need to put forward.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Tony. I'm very happy to explain that. So we generate about £15,000 to £20,000 a year, and after a few expenses, we've got about 15 to give away, and the trustees meet four times a year. So we're looking to give away, you know, £3,000 or £4,000 per meeting, and typically we have 4 or 5 or 6 applications per meeting. So, I mean, our guidelines are that our maximum grant would typically be about £1,000 per go. So that's probably a fair steer. But of course, there's nothing to stop people applying more than once. Not every meeting, but once a year. Yes, no, we simply don't have the funds to give away large amounts for capital projects, because if we did that, we'd soon spend the £500,000, and there'd be nothing left for future generations, because one of our aims is really to keep going forever, to aim to give in perpetuity, and you can only do that if you don't give away all the money all at once.
And once again, that sensible approach is what has led you from strength to strength, which I think is, again, kudos your way. Just on that last point, though, because I do think this is crucial, because I think sometimes when you get, for want of a better word, rejected, there is a sensation of, oh, goodness me, that's it, that's a door closed. Again, just to illustrate kickoff at 3, I know what I loved about this on their behalf from the you guys there in the 948 Foundation was that you gave such brilliant feedback, and it was just very honest. For XYZ factors, this time around, no joy, but we would like to help you. And so that kind of made them aware that it wasn't a door closed. So again, just talk to me about how that sort of open dialogue is so crucial to the sensible management of your funds.
Sure. Well, I mean, occasionally we get more applications than we can deal with in one meeting. So we invite people to maybe reapply for the next meeting, or ask if their request for funds is not time critical, can we consider their application at a future meeting? So that sometimes works. And also, we do like to see, and one of our criteria is external accreditation from a national governing body of a sport, or some kind of external accreditation. And sometimes we don't always get that, so we have to ask people to reapply once they've got the necessary accreditation. So that happens as well. Mm-hmm. Also, we meet 4 times a year, so it's sort of obvious, but you need to get your application in advance of those meetings. We meet. Well, our next meeting is for giving away money is October, and we meet October, January, April and July. So your best chance of getting an application is to get it in early. And then our wonderful administrator, Claire, she will steer you as to what more might be required for the application to make it easy for the trustees to award the maximum amount of money. But what I would say is sometimes we can't control the number of applications we get. Sure. So sometimes we might only get 2 or 3 applications per meeting, and other times we might get 10. And absolutely. so that obviously has an impact on what we can give away on any one evening.
Just fascinated by that process, because on those occasions, just for ease of conversation, let's say you had, I don't know, 8 to 10, right? And again, mindful of the legacy focus of the 948, that you simply can only give so much. How is it negotiated when there might be an individual case that one of the trustees has particular passion for versus another one? And I guess, how does that come together? If you could just give me a general picture of that occasion.
Right. Well, we have a budget for each meeting, which is set by our treasurer, David Hughes.
Okay.
And then we try and stick to that budget, and we sit around the table, or for the last 18 months we've been sitting around a Zoom meeting and sort of thrash out the various merits and cut our suit according to our cloth. And you know, it's not always, you know, we'd like to give all the money requested to each applicant, but we simply can't do that. But so sometimes people will end up being a bit disappointed, but hopefully most people get something. And like I said before, there's nothing to stop people reapplying in the future. So don't give up. I mean, I think one of the great things that we'll see from the Olympics is where people have improved their position or haven't done as well before, but they come back and they go again and they end up getting a medal. So you know, you've got to be you would have perseverance. So we do have a number of people who have come back a few times. So don't be disheartened, even if it's a no, or even if it's not not all the money you want. Don't give up. You know, we're still here. We're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. We'll be here next year, still giving away money. So do come back again.
And again, we know so many have benefited accordingly. And let's not lose sight of that tremendous fact. It was since 2001. I thought it was 340,000. It's actually increased. You mentioned 450,000, give or take. That's an astonishing.
Well, that's not quite right. I think that the figure we've given away so far is about that amount, 340. But we've still got 500 to give, because we've got a capital sum. Yeah.
I understand. That makes total sense.
Okay. Hey, listen, otherwise, we were doing even better. But
hey, listen, let's not denigrate. That's still an amazing sum of money. And the fact remains that you still have, because you've considered this properly, managed the system, and have surrounded yourself with very capable individuals, a very chunky sum, meaning this legacy will persist. Now, what I'd like to ask, Sandy, is I'm sure many listeners to this will be kind of quite curious about getting in there. And as you say, getting in there quickly to give themselves the optimum chance ahead of October, the next round. What's the best way to engage with you guys to find out more and to do just that?
Okay, well, we've got a website. And the website is www.the948sportsfoundation.com, and our email address is foundation948@yahoo.com. And if you just google 948 sports, we will come up. If you google St Albans sports grants, I think we come up in that as well. So sports grants in Hertfordshire, we definitely come up. But if you do Google 948 sports, that will take you to us. And in fact, we've got a bigger event, our evening in October. That's just an internal trustees meeting to award grants. But we've actually got an open evening on the 10th of November. So that will be at Woolhams in Harpenden Road, the home of the Old Albanian Rugby Club. And so 10th of November, about 7 o'clock, and we'll be sending out invitations shortly. Because we, mainly to schools and clubs, because those, we do like giving away to schools and to clubs, because they typically are short of money. So the event will be on 10th of November in early evening, about 7 o'clock. It's going to start, and we're going to have some guests, and there'll be some refreshments, and then we'll explain more about what we do and how to complete the application form.
Absolutely perfect. And of course, I love that, because it is your heritage, I guess, coming out of that Woolhams Park development. Again, we've been lucky throughout the years to engage with the OAs, one of the most enviable training facilities right around the country. Of course, the Saracens train there as well. So no doubt about it, November the 10th will be a spectacular evening. Make sure that that's in your diaries. And of course, you could well be receiving a fantastic invite to learn more about it. But Sandy, in closing, is there anything else that you'd like to remind me, refresh our listeners' memory about at all?
Thank you, Tony. I think it's just to remember that we give young people in St Albans the ability to improve their participation in sport. That's our strapline. And I would say we're St Albans' best kept secret. So we've got money to give away for sport. And so thanks to your programme, we're going to hopefully become better known and reach a wider audience, and hopefully people who have sporting aspiration will get in touch and apply for some of our grant money.
There really is literally nothing to lose. I love the fact there that you embrace schools and clubs. Like you say, every single penny is vital for them. But I also know, if you are an individual, quite simply, if you are around about St Albans or Hertfordshire and you are involved in sport, need a chunk of money for a very defined purpose, got nothing to lose but get involved with the 948 Foundation. Sandy, in closing, remind us all of your website and other modes of engaging with you so we can do just that.
Okay, so the website is the 948sportsfoundation.com, and our email address is foundation948@yahoo.com. And yes, we are going to be having an open evening on the 10th of November at Woolhams.
Absolutely perfect. Listen, I think you guys are doing a wonderful, wonderful thing. I know this is legacy thinking, and you will be there for sustainable purposes, doing this vital thing of enriching and equipping individuals, clubs, and institutions to benefit from the beautiful power of sport. And who knows, we could well be serving through the 948 Foundation the Olympic dreams of our future elite stars. For me, it's an honour to engage with you, Sandy. Thank you again for your time.
And thank you, Tony, very much indeed. And thank you for thinking of us in such a way. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks. Absolute pleasure. Take good care.